Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. I just want to thank yesterday. In a day of need, I really want to thank the Miami Heat for putting up some video of open gym with Bam Adebayo, Strus is loose, Duncan Robinson, all of them. I'm so thankful that they put him out there. Duncan Robinson dunking on some tall white guy. I don't know who he is. He looked like the little brother of Justin Hamilton, but I think he was on. I think he was on the summer league team, but I don't remember his name. But he got put on a poster. Unfortunate for him. On the IG video. Well, I just needed it. I needed a little bit of feel good yesterday after the stink that was this weekend, and the Miami Heat provided it. I'm asking for more of that. I just, anytime, it just makes my day better. If you could just put up until the season starts just a little bit of open gym every single day, I just think we'd all be better for it. I think we'd all be better for it if I could just get a little bit of Bam Adebayo dunking on rando summer league guy. You know, just give me a little taste. You know, like almost like a, you know, walking around with a little hors d'oeuvre action when it comes to my sports. Well, I can't just be focused on Tua's bruise all week. You know, sometimes you need a distraction, and that would really help. Personally, it would help me as a favor, Miami Heat. It would help me if you guys could do that. I would really appreciate it. It would help me a great deal. I loved it.
I saw it too, and at first I thought that was Yurt 7 getting dunked on, and then I was like, nah, this guy's...
It wasn't Yurt 7.
Yeah, I was happy. Once I saw that it wasn't him, I was like, okay, this is solid.
Even if it was Yurt 7, you know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a teaching moment.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is a teaching moment. You can always get something positive.
If it is Yurt 7, teaching moment for Bam dunking right on his face. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Sometimes you got to take lessons with it, but it wasn't Yurt 7, because I don't think Yurt 7 would be put on a poster like that. Because we saw he's a monster in the summer league. We'll see.
Did you? Yeah, it was me that was lagging because I signed when I got on my computer. For some reason, it went to an extended extension.
Ah.
And it was a lag. And I didn't, you know, because when you log into your computer, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Like, it just logged.
What am I, an IT guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I got it. But I went and I checked what my internet source was, or my Wi-Fi source. And it was an extender that's on the other side of the house.
Well, that's encouraging.
So, little lag. You learn with some of the issues that we have between the hours of 6 and 9, you learn to be your own IT guy.
Yep.
Or, because I'm going to tell you now, Fonzie probably does not like radio. Because his only interaction with radio is me pounding on that wall.
I think the funny thing is going to be, like, if the show ever gets canceled, I think the thing I'm going to first apply for is an IT job. And they'll be like, yep. got any experience? I'm like, boy, do I. Let me tell you a little something. But that wasn't the only goosey-worthy material. Not just the Heat's open run yesterday. I mean, this Kyle Lowry, he looks in incredible shape.
He's always been a good shape, dude.
That's heat culture-fied.
He would play 35, 40 minutes a game.
Nah. Yeah, but right now he looks like he is built out of granite. Like they he.
So does he look swole?
Oh, he looks swole, dude. He looks swole.
A lot bigger, he looks a lot bigger than Tyler Hero. Dude.
Well, it's not really fair. I mean, Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero 6'5".
Yeah, he's young. He's a little bit more wiry. Like he doesn't have the.
That was my point the whole time.
Yeah, but
flip flopper.
But you're here's the thing.
You are a fraud.
You're saying that Tyler Hero
minus one.
No. I'm not gonna take a minus. I'm not gonna take a minus one.
Minus one.
No,
being a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. You're a fraud.
Hero is wired.
Because here's the thing. I'm only using. Nope. Because the judgment. The minus one for tone is in the thing. J-Fig. It's for sass.
Yes. You. Oh my goodness. You are fraudulent.
I'm not fraudulent. You guys yesterday. You guys were body shaming him. You guys were body shaming Tyler Hero yesterday, saying
we were not body.
Oh, you were body shaming the two of you. The two of you.
Adonis, you got a pitch to the gun show over here, baby. Boom, boom.
He looks fantastic.
Oh, okay. Okay, for a 6'5", 95-pound guy, he looks great.
He does.
But he looks cut because he's skinny, not because he's swole or have muscles. Now, Kyle Lowry looks jacked. Kyle Lowry looks swole.
Yeah, if you guys
because a basketball player, you're not used to seeing that in a basketball player.
Oh, look at him.
Well, the fat part is under the water.
No, we don't know that, dude. He could just be doing aquarobics.
Angles.
Hey, most people carry most of their weight from their nipples to their knees.
Wait, what?
Most people carry all of their weight and their fat from the nipples to the knees.
Nah, he looks good.
I've been looking at.
Notice where the water is.
Let's see.
Right at the nipples.
He's teaching us about those ribs.
There's other photos. He's not. Don't body shame him either, Leroy.
I've never body shamed him.
Nah.
Tobin was the one that called him a fat point guard.
I didn't call him a fat point guard. I didn't call him that. Oh, you're making things up. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. All I said was, is he going to be in a little bit better shape when it comes to the Miami Heat?
No.
Likely.
Okay, when he wasn't in Toronto, you wasn't calling him poor.
Ah, it's hard to say. What are we going to go down memory lane for? What are we living in the past for? Pat Riley wouldn't do that.
It all comes back around.
Nope.
And you know what? Wait till we go. It's next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as we get there, we talk to Kyle Lowry and say, you know, my co-host thought you
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not snitching.
I am.
What are you going to snitch for?
Hey, why? Because you won't tell the truth.
Why can't we just get off to a great relationship?
And he wasn't fat. He's just thicker than all the other skinny basketball players.
Why can't we just let bygones be bygones?
Nope.
You know, we were rivals.
Nope.
It was all in good fun. It was all in good fun.
No. Now all of a sudden he's ripped. He was portly, chunky. Right?
Well, I mean,
you were nailing him off with all the other chunky point guards.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, no.
We can admit, though, I mean, he looks in the best shape. We can admit he looks in the best shape of his life.
Every time somebody comes down here.
Oh.
But I'm going to say this.
What?
Guess what?
Huh?
It's going to be, you better say a little prayer that they don't bring Kyle Lowry over. Cause I'm gonna get up.
Oh no! I greatly want to talk to Kyle Lowry.
Dude, this is the radio host when you played with Toronto that called you portly. He called you chunky, right? So understand, you know who you're dealing with.
And I'm gonna and then if he says, "Is that true?" I'm gonna be like, "Listen, you know, I gotta say, best shape of your life."
Oh my goodness!
Never doubted your professionalism.
And you won't even come clean. That's my point.
Oh, I'll come clean. I'll come clean.
No, I'm saying you're the first one to send the picture out. Look how swole Kyle Lowry is. Really?
I'm gonna say something to the effect that
don't make it so obvious, Kyle.
You remember that? You know, I always had you on my radar ever since you had that half court heave against the Heat in that playoff series 4 years back. He goes, I remember that shot. I'm like, I remember that shot too. You know, good quality battle from you.
You're not going to say, oh, it was easy to have you on my radar because you were chunky.
No, I'm not going to say that.
You're not going to say that?
No, I'm not going to say that. In fact,
you're on everybody's radar.
Nope.
Big old bleep.
You're the one who's fat shaming right now, not me.
I was never fat shaming.
You're a fat shamer.
I'm not.
You're a fat shamer.
Dude, I'm not going to walk my fat ass into any interview fat shaming somebody.
You're already declaring he's hiding his belly in that water.
Nope, that's not what I said.
That's what you said.
You said, look how swole he looks. I said, most people carry all of their weight
look at this
from
guy.
Their nipples to their
Come
knees.
On. Go.
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, next time you in the mirror, you checking out to see how your body look, look from the nipples to the knees.
Nipples to knees.
That's where most of your weight is carried.
That's what they
That's
say.
That's why they tell you, if you take care of your core, you'll be healthy.
Well,
you'll be a healthier person.
All I know is I'm officially changing his name to Kyle Lowry.
Lowry. I like it. I like old nipples and knees, but
what are you looking at me that for? That's a point. Come on. Kyle Lowry?
No, it's not.
That's a point, bro.
Didn't you agree with that last one on the chat? Oh,
I agree with it for the basis of this morning where I could attack him for being a fraud.
Oh, okay. So let me get this
straight. For being a fraud.
You're
you
a silly.
Can attack you right now for saying it.
Yeah, you used it
because
as a.
Because now, look, wait. Now, for the last month, who is he just Google for Gaga over Tyler Hero?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Now it's Kyle Lowry.
And
Tyler Hero is all of a sudden skinny.
No. What
you
I said was
what the hell do you
No. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you smear my name. What happened was is yesterday in the group chat, JFig said, "Now that's jacked." On Kyle Lowry's part. And I said, it's a little unfair to give so much credit to Kyle Lowry. He has the stockier build, and he's 35. He's got those man muscles.
That's what I was telling you about Tyler Hero.
But it doesn't mean that Tyler Hero hasn't put in great work. You guys are thin shamers.
I'm confusing two things. Great work.
No, you said he's not Jack JFig.
Hold on. I am not questioning the work that he does. I'm questioning you. This really ain't got nothing to do with Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero just being Tyler Hero.
Nah, you're wrong.
Okay,
dude.
He's 6'5 and barely 200 pounds.
Look at those.
That's
at those,
not swole.
Look at those pipes.
That's not swole.
That's what are you talking about?
That's not swole.
Look
dude.
At those pipes, son. You might as
just
well call him the plumber.
Just because he's defined does not mean he's swole. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
Okay. You are being ridiculous right now, okay?
Because you can be fit. Wait. So if you can see any definition, that means you're swole?
Dude, he didn't have.
No, Claire.
He didn't have definition or.
Because he only gained 2.5 pounds.
No. That was 4 months ago. Who knows where he's at right now, dude? Who knows? I mean, we don't know what the labyrinth of his phys ed has been during the offseason.
I can pretty much go out on a limb and say he's going to be limited by body type.
It doesn't look like it. Looks like he's built some foundation.
It looks like he is fit and he is in shape, but he is not swole.
We'll
because
see.
You can't be 6'5 and 200 pounds and be swole.
You
still look like a stick.
You're a heightist.
You just cut up.
You're a heightist.
No, I'm not. Dude, you understand
you're too,
what 6'5", 200 pounds looks like?
Couple of heightists.
In order for me to get to 200 pounds, I got to cut off a leg.
You said that Alonzo Mourning wasn't jacked.
7 foot? 260?
You're ridiculous. He's 270.
Dude, wait,
he's 6'10", 270.
Doesn't Buffalo have a 300-pound fullback?
I don't know.
Unless somebody has a 300-pound
You're trying. What are you going to get on this show and say that Lusaka Polite was more jacked than Alonzo Mourning? Get out of here.
Yep.
Get out of here.
He wasn't?
He wasn't, no. If he's winning a bowling ball contest.
You confusing being fit and cut up
no.
with being jacked.
What you're confusing is your football bias and
no,
you like to shame basketball players. And that's what I'm going to tell everybody at Media Day next week. He's a basketball shamer.
A basketball shamer.
You guys
are
going to spend time snitching on each other instead of interviewing people. He called you fat. He called you fat.
We're not going to get any interviews anymore. After the Heat hear this, they're like, we're not sending anybody to that room.
By the way, Lusaka Polite, 6 feet, 245.
Yeah. That's jacked.
He's beefy. He's 245.
Beefy.
He's like a double stack at Wendy's. Always got fourth. Tell you what, though.
And,
always.
And, And Tyler Hero is French fries.
He always got fourth and one Lusaka Pelé.
He's a French fry. No, but wait, let me correct that. Crinkle fries, because he got definition.
It was more like Lusaka Rude to the defensive line.
Ooh, come on. Would you think, is Cam Wake jacked?
Of course.
Cam Wake weighed more than Alonzo.
But I'm not. But you're like the bouncer at the Jacked Club. Like, only certain people can be in there. You're like, nope, sorry.
No.
You are.
Jack, you have to have some size to you to be Jack. You can't just be skinny and ripped. So 145-pound boxer, they look cut up and ripped, but they weigh 145 pounds.
So you're
supposed to be ripped.
Your line is Cam Wake.
As a grown ass man, you're supposed to be ripped.
You're like,
you ever seen a fat ass 145 pound guy?
You know what you're like?
No.
You're like the bouncer at Liv.
Have you ever seen a chunky 145-pound grown ass man? No, you haven't.
Ricardo Mayorga wasn't in the greatest of shape.
Huh?
Ricardo Mayorga wasn't in the greatest of shape.
Okay.
Smoking cigarettes after up to his Oscar De La Hoya fight.
Again, you know how hard it is. It is impossible to be a grown man and be 145 pounds and not be standing up in front of the mirror swole like you got something going on. You weigh 145 pounds. You're supposed to be ripped.
Really,
you're supposed to be ripped.
Really expected more out of you, Jay Figg. You know, I felt like you'd be more a little bit more balanced in your journalism. I know Leroy, he's a heightist, but you know, I figured
I'd
have a little bit more support from Heat Nation
here. I see it. 6'5", 200 pounds is not Jack.
I was not trashing.
You can be cut up.
Kind of. Kind of. Kind of.
Slim.
But wait. But then here, and you call me a fraud. You're a fraud. Because all of a sudden, for the last month, you've been saying, Tyler Hero, Jack, Tyler Hero, Jack. Then we talk about Kyle Lowry, you say, he's wiry.
It's No. I didn't say that. No.
You did say
no,
Tyler Hero's wiry.
No, I said, no, oh you're not. Goodness. You go find the tweet. Go find the text where I called him wiry. It's not true.
You just said it on the radio.
No. What I said was, J-Fig said, wow, see, that's jacked from Kyle Lowry. I said, it's not really fair, though. You're not grading apples to apples. It's more like apples to, like, I don't know, pineapples.
No, it's like apples to string beans.
No, you're wrong, dude.
Tyler Hero looks like a nice, freshly cut asparagus.
Give Tyler Hero one more offseason. He's beating Kyle Lowry. Give Tyler Hero one more offseason. He's beating Kyle Lowry in arm wrestling.
Never.
Yep.
I mean, well, how they going to touch up? Because his arms are short.
Doesn't matter. Either do it or don't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, we need to – you know what? That's going to be the theme of next week's interviews. I'm going to ask Heat players who wins who in an arm wrestling match.
I think that's solid journalism.
I think it is, too. Who needs to know how the ball handling is going to go?
Can you not put us in a position where we never get invited back?
I want to ask Jimmy Butler, who does he think wins an arm wrestling match between he and Bam? I'm going to ask Kyle Lowry, who does he have in an arm wrestling match between him and Tyler Hero?
I take the Bulldog. I think Kyle Lowry, because he can put a lot of these tall guys can't put all of their weight behind him. But Kyle Lowry, he's built, so he's, you know, in there.
What about Bam versus Kyle Lowry?
I'm taking Kyle Lowry.
Really? Wow.
The compact.
I think here, Bam smokes him.
The compact guy is going to have a better opportunity to be good at arm wrestling.
Hmm. Interesting.
You can't be Tyler Hero.
I think UD beats them all. I think UD beats them all. Smokes.
Well, you
him.
Can't just look. You can't just stare at a guy and he's going to lose.
Minus one.
And guess what? Look,
minus
I don't want to say this, okay? But, you know, it don't matter what the event is. 40 is still 40. I don't know what to tell you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.